Again, good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Ad Hoc Committee meeting that was continued by committee request from April 22nd to reconvene today, April 28th at 4 p.m. Notification of the continuation was socialized via Citizens Interested Parties distribution list with details available on our website. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Holt and I have no requests to speak. And before I proceed with roll call, may I just clarify with David that he was able to open the meeting and we are open to the public.
Yes, please.
Yes, Barbara, you're live. We got 34 attendees in the public channel now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chairman, and it's being recorded.
Thank you. May I proceed with roll call?
Please.
Chairman Holton.
Here.
Board Chair Carlos Brough.
Here.
Governor Reynolds Henderson.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. And since there's no public comments, and we read the minutes last time, there'll be no minutes for this meeting since it's a continuation. So we'll jump right into discussion, and I would ask, just to refresh everyone's memory, Violet, could you give us an update of what occurred last meeting and the interview that took place?
I'll be happy to, Chairman Holton. In our last meeting, the committee made the following decisions. They agreed to interview one additional candidate, Robin Westcott, that was presented by DHR. The committee voted and agreed to advance Tim Cirio as a finalist to the board for their decision. And part of that process would include providing the board with opportunities to interview with Tim one-on-one prior to the board meeting. The committee also decided to reconvene this meeting to discuss whether they would like to advance additional candidates to the board for their decision at the May board meeting.
Okay, thank you for that. And since we had the benefit of staff's discussion about the prior candidates as well, I'd like to first get Barry's take on his interview and staff's interview with Robin.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Barry Gilway for the record. I'll make my very, very brief comments and then I'll turn it over to Violet, who can comment on the panel's discussion. I had an exceptional interview with Ms. Westcott, incredibly professional strengths, I think, in the in her knowledge of the overall Florida marketplace. So a lot of things to consider relative to Ms. Westcott as a candidate. She was a very strong candidate. However, my recommendations remain, as I indicated previously. I believe Tim Cirio is our would be number one in my opinion. I think William Fawcett would be number two, and Robin Westcott number three. So that would be my view, Mr. Chairman. And I'll turn it over to Violet, because Violet and other panel members from ELT also interviewed Ms. Westcott.
Thank you, Barry. Robin, you're recognized.
Violet.
I'm sorry, that's Violet. Okay.
The sign of a very busy man. Thank you. So the executive panel was made up of Jay Adams, Kelly Booten, Belinda Miller, and myself. And we agree with Barry's recommendations. We felt like given where Citizens is right now, given the critical nature of the role and responsibilities, that Tim Cirio is the top candidate based on our discussions with him, with William Fawcett being the second.
Okay, thank you for that. Members, any questions or comments for either Violet or Barry regarding their observations?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Carlos, you recognize. Like
a brief comment. I've gone through this process, and I just want to commend our consultant and our staff, because every candidate that we had to interview had strengths that would have been additive to our mission. and it's difficult to pick from the two or three that we that I think we want to recommend for the whole board to entertain. But thank you for a job well done, because everybody that I met with for and interviewed for an hour was had some significant strengths. So
thanks for those comments, and I'll echo the same. I think everyone we interviewed was outstanding in their own right, had strengths and many assets they could bring to the board. But unfortunately, we have to choose at this juncture. But again, I would like to thank staff and our consultant for a great job in vetting and interviewing these folks. They were all wonderful, wonderful people, and would be an asset under any circumstances to citizens. That's it, Reynolds. Any comments you have?
Just the same. I mean, they were, I'd say, of the three that Barry and Violet and staff mentioned, I was equally impressed by all three, and I personally would be fine with any of those three being our general counsel. However, like you said, Mr. Chair, we have to choose the top two, and so I look forward to advancing those top two.
Well, you look great. I hope the surgery went well and everything. You're feeling good.
Thank you. Yeah, I know I look a little odd, but I appreciate
it. No, you look relaxed and great with that backdrop there. So, well, that said, I suggest we just get into an open discussion. Again, it's hard choices have to be made. I will reiterate my view that I think Tim stands out as the leader in my view. And it's a very tough decision between the other candidates too. I think they're very strong, but my own preferences would be to interview Tim and William. I don't know how others feel about that. I don't know whether there's a necessity of advancing three. I think that might be a little too burdensome and cumbersome for the whole board. Have we gotten any comments, I would ask Barry or Violet, from board members of a desire to interview anymore? Have they voiced an opinion one way or the other on that?
Mr. Chairman, Barry Gilway, for the record, I have had no indication from any other board member that they have any interest in interviewing any of the candidates at this point, and certainly haven't indicated, you know, a desire to interview more than, you know, the two that are being proposed.
Okay, thanks. Members, any thoughts on that? Carlos, what's your thinking in terms of your recommendation?
If the chair would entertain a motion to advance Mr. Cirio and Mr. Fawcett to the full board, that's my motion.
Okay, Reynolds, any comments, or would you like to second that?
Just one comment, and I like those were my top first two that I was wanting to advance anyway. However, Ms. Westcott was interesting. She does have an interesting background. There is something to be said about, you know, living in Florida, do business in Florida. Does that, and I would ask everyone on this committee and staff, does that give any leg up to Ms. Westcott in that respect?
Barry, any comments you might have?
Well, I think that was the number one consideration, Mr. Chairman, regarding the selection. I think it does, as Governor Henderson indicated. I do think that is a real strength. I mean, she does have a very, very strong, background in the overall Florida marketplace. I do believe, and this may be somewhat of a prejudiced opinion, but I think the board has seen it. I think both the disadvantage, if you will, of a Tim Cirio and of a William Westcott is both a lack of knowledge of the overall market place and property casualty overall. I think what offsets that, in my opinion, and by the way, this was restated by the candidates, is that it was recognized that we have a very strong, management team and highly capable of updating, you know, any of those two primary candidates relative to the property and casualty business. They both have a very, very strong executive presence. And that's not a negative relative to Ms. Westcott. They have very, very clear leadership and executive responsibilities that they've had previously that they brought to the table. I do believe that the although Tim Cirio, Mr. Cirio, might not have the property casualty background, for example, there's no question that he has an extremely effective knowledge of the overall marketplace. And I have to admit that his role in the governor's office, you know, for a period of time, his role in the Constitutional Review Committee, in my opinion, clearly puts him in a position where he has had very significant exposure to the overall Florida marketplace, which I think is a determinant in my opinion. I think he can be briefed and updated, I think, on the legal side by Belinda Miller, who's got a very strong OIR background. In fact, Ms. Westcott was hired initially by Belinda Miller into OIR. And I think that's what makes him my number one, you know, candidate would be his overall knowledge of Florida and the Florida marketplace. William Westcott was, in my opinion, was a very, very strong executive presence, executive leader. He had been a CEO at one point in time. So again, his leadership capabilities, proven capabilities, were so very, very strong that he made, you know, that made him a runner-up from the standpoint of myself and my staff. But I think you've got a strong enough staff at Citizens that the negatives relative to Mr. Cirio and Mr. Fawcett could be overcome, you know, in pretty short order.
Violet, any supplemental comments from staff's point of view?
I think Barry covered it very well. Thank you, Chairman Holton.
Okay, and members, I, you know, again, as I said at the outset, this is a very, very hard choice. I think throughout the entire process, we have had just excellent candidates here, all very well educated, all very well credentialed, all with experiences that could bring to bear. And I would echo the comments that we have heard that I don't think a small lack of experience in the actual property and casualty marketplace themselves will be at all a detriment to getting up to speed very quickly, because all of the candidates have a very working familiarity of what's going on in the state, what the legislative issues are, what the legal issues are, what the court rulings are, what actually hands-on needs to be done to get the situation in Florida under control from Citizens' point of view. And again, I am going to echo Barry's sentiments, and I think what I've heard also that certainly Tim and William are the leading candidates here that should be advanced to the board. That is in no way to, you know, to disparage in any way the credentials of the other candidates, because they were all superior. And in the absence of anyone dropping out or not being here, I think we would be very happy with all of the candidates that we interviewed for a board position here. But that said, the decision has to be made. So if Carlos, if you want to reassert your motion, unless Reynolds has any further comments about that, I'm happy to entertain that motion.
Yeah, I move to advance Mr. Cirio and Mr. Fawcett to full board interview.
Reynolds? I second.
Okay, there's been a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Barbara, since this is the big decision we make, why don't you call the roll for the record?
Yes, sir. Chairman Holton?
Yes.
Board Chair Carlos Brough?
Yes.
Governor Henderson?
Yes.
Okay, great. We have made a decision. And before we discuss any new business, is there anything that in terms of the next steps, in terms of them interviewing with board members that you want to brief this committee on, Violet. I assume you'll arrange at different times for board members that wish to talk to either of these folks to do so.
Yes, Chairman Holton, I will work with Barbara and Brandy. We'll inform the board that two finalists have been advanced and that the board has the opportunity to interview them one-on-one if they choose between now and the May 11th meeting.
Right.
I do know that one of the two finalists has some travel coming up, but we'll make every effort to make that available to the board members. And then at the May 11th meeting, that will be the opportunity for the board to make a decision.
And the process would be at that point to, for the full board to make a motion to the chair and a second with a vote on one of the other candidates. Is that the way I understand it at the May 11th meeting?
That's my understanding. We have Belinda on the phone, so I'm going to ask her to weigh in case there's something more that needs to happen.
Procedurally, that would work just fine. We'll need a motion. We'll need a motion from one of the board members, and then a vote.
And I assume staff will with the two finalists enter into discussions of actual, pricing and terms for an engagement. In the meantime.
Good question, Chairman Holton.
Once a finalist is approved by the board, the compensation would be negotiated and determined by the chair and the CEO, I believe, under the plan of operation.
Okay.
So certainly, if the board wants to weigh in on that, they can. But that the negotiation and finalization of that would happen after the board meeting.
Understood. That makes perfect sense.
Chairman Holton, if I may add,
yes.
Brandy and her colleagues at DHR have had preliminary discussions with the candidates to be sure that they're in the range that we're considering.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, yes, Carlos.
I don't want to cut off the conversation, but I need to leave, so with the conversation go on without me, but I don't want to leave without your consent and approval.
No, you absolutely have that. And I think we've heard just about everything we are doing. So is there any new business to come before the committee?
No business. I would like to say, again, just to echo, thank you so much to the executive search firm, to Brandy and her team, and to Violet and our team and Hugh, everybody. This has been a great, really good process, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone.
It's certainly that. Thank you, folks. I'm gonna sign off. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks everyone for participating. To everyone in Reynolds, thanks for your extra work in helping to vet all these folks and working with staff and doing that. And I'd heartfelt thanks to staff for a great job in getting this done in a very, very expeditious, quick, and fair fashion. So thanks for that. And nothing else to be heard. We'll consider the meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.